Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the final day of the first test between India and England. We join the action today with England with a very simple task. If they take 9 wickets today, they will win the first test in Chennai.
Here we go then. Jack Leach with the first over of the morning. He's got a slip and a silly point, and the first delivery is leg stump. Tucked away off his pads by Chiteswar Pujara for a single behind square on the leg side. Well, Harmy, if they are literally 90 overs away from a test victory, we could be in for the most exciting finish of all time, because they'll win off the last ball of the day.
Yeah, and it comes down to the mental side of the game, which is, you know, Bats are saying about the processes and talking about winning the test match. It's not leaving it to somebody else either. It's somebody standing up and saying, well, it's my day. I'm going to win the game for England.
At the start of the day, India needed 381 runs in, well, a minimum of 90 overs. That would be 4.2 and over for what it's worth on terms of the mathematics, just to keep you up to speed. Jack Leach spinning himself a catch while Pujara just gets all of his kit adjusted, and now they're actually going to move one or two of the fielders. Looks like Ollie Pope is just going to go to silly point now for Pujara from short leg. It's around the wicket. It's taken by Stokes at slip. And is that the edge and the breakthrough? Yes, it is. Pujara, the man who can bat for an eternity, has been dismissed. Just over 20 minutes of the fifth day have gone, and England have their first breakthrough. India 58 for 2. Pujara caught at slip, gone for 15.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful piece of bowling again from Jack Leach. He's just gone this morning. He's gone a little bit wider on the crease. The angle of his run-up has been a bit wider to get out there so he can bowl that straighter line. He's coming around himself. He's fired that one into around sort of middle and leg stump. So Pujara has to play, has to get his bat out in front. Catches the edge. Smart catch from Ben Stokes. Beautiful, beautiful piece of bowling from Leach.
I mean, players nowadays are so used to batting in helmets. I mean, a lot of them actually don't like changing. But Virat Kohli does like to bat in a cap when he can. And at 28 degrees, with 80% humidity, you can understand it. Shubman Gill is playing another big shot. And he's put Don Bess all the way over long on for 6. Well, we've got to keep an eye on the target in terms of runs, because it's 420, it's 350 away, but it appears that Shubman Gill hasn't given this one up as a lost cause yet. He's just hit Don Bess for 6.
They're just trying to put the pressure, Macca, trying to put the pressure on the bowlers, trying to get a man back there so he can push one, get as many men away from the from around the bat as he possibly can. Stay aggressive, stay positive, look to score. And change the momentum, and that's what it's all about, cricket. You've got to put the pressure on to England. England start the day thinking, let's put plenty of pressure on these Indian batsmen. But there you go, a couple of boundaries later, and it soon changes.
Jimmy Anderson. And just a hint of swing into Shubman Gill. He played it all relaxed, but he'll want to keep an eye if there's movement for Anderson.
Always has amazed me when Jimmy comes on the ball. Terrific performer. But as soon as it comes up and his name comes up and it said he's age 38, I'm still amazed. He's still performing at the very highest level, Test cricket. But again, he's started off disguising the ball in his hands, so the batsman can't guess which way he's going to swing it.
Yeah, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, I would think. And there it is! Oh, Jimmy Anderson! The minute that Shubman Gill goes to 50, he follows it by losing his off stump to the master.
Well, that was amazing. It just drifted on, a bit of a loosening, no real pace from Jimmy Anderson, but got the ball in the right areas. Just put it on a nice length, bringing the batsman forward. He's disguised it, as I said, with his non-balling arm. A good line, just drifting into the right-hander, through the gate, and the off-stump goes cartwheeling back. What a massive moment for England. This is why Jimmy Anderson should have started this morning, but he's come on, he's taken the wicket, and that's a huge wicket for England. India now 92 for 3, and in serious trouble.
Rahani's ready, he's taken guard, he's ready, and Anderson is definitely swinging this ball. It's left alone by Rahani outside off stump. You would say about the wicket that Shubman Gill left the gate, as Goffey rightly said, and playing as freely and loosely as he has does suggest that there may be an opening technically, and Anderson has exploited it straight away. Didn't try to swing it out. Reckon he's got to threaten the stumps. And then the camera switches to the England coach, Chris Silverwood, who punches the air. So too Joe Root. And England have two this morning. A little leap from Anderson, as if he were a 20-year-old boy. No, that's close to LBW, really close. Wow, that might be reviewed. It's only a small stride forward. It has swung. It's probably hitting the stumps. Has it hit him outside the line of off stump or not? My temptation would be to review, yeah.
Had to review that, surely. What a good line, good delivery. Jimmy Anna just gets the ball in the right areas. He's just going to touch a reverse swing, bringing the batsman forward. Spin vision,
please. Oh, it just looked like it hit him on the line of off stump and was hitting middle and leg, didn't it?
Well, oh, a lot of dust out of the wicket as well. Oh, look how low it gets. Off the pitch.
Has it hit him outside the line? Oh. I think he'll get the benefit of the umpire's doubt here. We shall soon see.
Pitching outside off, impact. Oh. Umpire's call.
Well,
wickets hitting. On-field umpire on screen, please. Nitin, stay with your original decision. You're on screen. Give not out.
It is so tight.
It's unreal.
He is so lucky not to be given out there.
But people sat at home thinking, why is that not out? Is it in middle stump?
I know. Well, that's exactly right. And actually, the umpire's call on where it hit him on the pad was about only a little less than half a stump. Anderson again. And he bowled in now! That's a brilliant comeback. Incredible bowling from Jimmy Anderson. In swing at lively medium pace. Gun barrel straight, going late, testing the technique of Indians who haven't been able to cope.
Well, absolutely amazing this. I mean, it doesn't, let's say, he's not bowling quickly, just getting the ball in the right areas. There's a little bit of uneven bounce. Again, it's dusted. Again, through the gate of the Indian batsman, just drifting in onto that off stump. A wonderful bit of bowling from Jimmy Anderson. A great celebration. And England fans, ho-ho! Let's get the party rolling.
It's good management because of Archer and the way he bowls, you're getting the batsmen to move around. You know, batsmen are going forward, playing off the front foot, playing off the back foot, dodging a bouncer on an indifferent surface. Then all of a sudden, if you've got a batsman that is moving around.
Leach, last ball of the over, played defensively by Chiteshwar Pujara, India, 50 for one.
And then you've got Jimmy Anderson, who you know for a fact is just going to test your technique in and around that off stump. You're going to have to come forward at most balls. And if there is something in the wicket that's just going to do a bit, keep low or maybe it's just spit at you a little bit, then all of a sudden you've got concentration skills have got to be right on it. And I think from an Anderson point of view, I don't think Jimmy Anderson would have minded that if it was explained to him like that. Because from a seamer's point of view, this is the end to bowl at. We're going to go with Jofra because he's quickest and he's got the ball at his hardest. And then you're going to come on after with potentially a little bit more lateral movement because the lacquer's off the ball. And hopefully Jofra's got the the batsman moving around enough in the crease where you can exploit anything that's in the surface with anything that the technique doesn't go right.
Sometimes you look at the conditions and you think, well, the seamers have not really played a massive part in this game. Yes, if they get the skills right, you can ball that wicket to wicket. We've seen a little bit of reverse swing, just drifting onto that off stump. You get your lines right no matter what pace it is, and you use the facilities, and we talk about that area of uncertainty for the bowler to hit. Well, Jimmy Anderson's come on, like I said, no great pace, just drifting it onto that off stump, and he's tested the technique of the Indian batsman, and he's got two to go through the gate.
Here is Anderson again, bowls, beats Pant outside the off stump. Again, he's just pushing, he's just reaching for one that's just a little bit wider than he needs to play at.
Just on the ends, can you tell me the names of the two ends? Because I took a photo and then realised I accidentally cut out the names. What are the names of the two ends of this ground?
The Anna Pavilion end and the V Pattabhiraman gate end.
So the Anna Pavilion end is where the seamers have bowled from generally. At that end, before Jimmy Anderson's wicket, they were averaging 110 from that end. That's come into 74, but the other end, where mostly the seamers haven't bowled from at all, they're averaging 21. So a bit of a difference.
Yes, there is. Here's Jimmy Anderson again. He's driven straight to Joe Root at short cover. Anderson has his third wicket. Rishabh Pant has fallen straight into the trap set by Anderson and Root. He's got him driving outside the off stump, and he's fallen for it. He's driven it straight to the captain. He's in the drive position at short cover. Pant can't believe what he's done, but Anderson can, and so can Root, and India are five down.
What a wicket. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. He's set him up beautifully there, James Anderson. He's using the pitch. He's not fighting the conditions. He's not got three slips and a gully. He's got a drive man in the offside that he put there the previous over exactly for this. It's a beautiful length ball. A bit of reverse swing away from him. Rishabh Pant playing in front of himself. The ball holds in the wicket. Joe Root never dropping that. That was his plan with the great man James Anderson. And James Anderson has absolutely blown this game open.
So what a morning for England and Jimmy Anderson. Some quite incredible bowling by England's greatest ever bowler. England will be confident that they can get this first test won today. A reminder that the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast provider you use. And also make sure you're watching the brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, with John Norman and Steve Harmison, which is available at the end of each day's play. We rejoin the action very shortly with India 110 for 5. Virat Kohli, the wicket that England will be wanting more than anything now. This is Following on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the final day of the first test between India and England. We join the action just after lunch with England in charge and looking to bowl India out to win the first test. India are 110 for 5. England will be wanting the all-important wicket of Virat Kohli.
Oh, you've got to admire England's planning here. They've been so precise. I banged on about it a few times, particularly in Sri Lanka, 18 months, 2 years ago, not the recent tour. I just thought Joe Root was so well planned, meticulous in his thought process and captaincy. And this game, he's been second to none. I can't think of a better display of captaincy, both from field settings, bowling changes, but also how he's looked after his players, obviously with the bit of tap that Leach took. I think he's been amazing. And then you throw in his runs. This has been some performance from England so far. Still five wickets to get. Let's not get too carried away. Let's get those five wickets. But that was a wonderful piece of planning and execution from the great man Anderson.
There will be. I think I should say this. There will be a partnership. There will be. And I know that England would have said that. They would have said exactly that when they had a chat yesterday evening or this morning before the start of play. Be patient because there will be a partnership. I don't think they probably said we'll take four wickets before lunch. They probably said the opposite, actually. They probably said, you know what, it's going to be hard work getting through this top order, really hard work. Patience will be required.
Yeah, they'd have been saying, take the game deep. Get to the last session. We'll take four in the last session to win the game. But take the game deep. Make it hard for them.
But there will be a partnership. They may even go an hour and a half, 2 hours. They may even have a wicketless session. Who knows? They will have to be patient, but there will be a partnership.
Cheers, Manners. Anyone want to talk about the declaration still? See, I think that's now officially out of the window as a topic. England taking four today. India resuming 39 for one. They are 110 for five. Don Bess is about to bowl the next over, the 34th of the innings. He's wicketless so far. He's gone for 26, actually, in the five overs he's bowled. Leach and Anderson with the wickets. Two for Leach, two for 56, and three for seven for Anderson so far. Bess is going to bowl over the wickets to the right-handed Kohli with that packed leg side once again. It's another full toss that Virat Kohli has actually managed to hit into out and through cover away for a four because there's not many fielders on the offside. It runs away to the boundary. India 114 for five. Kohli goes to 21. So much on Kohli's shoulders in terms of Indian cricket full stop. So much now today. He and Sundar. Sundar, of course, played brilliantly in the first innings. Bess wheels his arm around, then gets into a tucked position. Three steps in. Oh, he's taken the outside edge of Sundar's bat with an absolute ripper. And the sixth wicket hasn't gone down. It's not been given by umpire Chowdhury. And England are so convinced they review that almost instantaneously. They are convinced that that is number six and that Sundar will be given out on the review. It is 117 for five, shortly to become 117 for six. England are convinced.
It's a fair delivery, spin vision, please.
So, it's not a no ball. That's the first thing you absolutely have to check. Now then, it seems to have grazed. Did it graze the outside edge?
Yeah, that's a healthy Nick Macca. Healthy Nick.
Hold it forward. Ball passing very close to the bat. Ultra edge, please.
I don't know quite why they didn't go for ultra edge to start with. Now they go for it, and we see the spike.
Visit there, please. Clear spikes when the ball is next to the bat. On-field umpire on screen, please. Anil, you have to reverse your decision. You're on screen. Give out, please.
Umpire Chowdhury has given some fabulous decisions in this game. That one, though, he didn't get quite right. And Washington Sundar does walk off. Caught behind. Joss Butler takes the catch off of Don Bess, and India are six down.
Oh, my goodness me. These full tosses from Don Bess. That's another huge waist-high full toss that disdainfully Kohli pulls away for four over mid-wicket. Really, I've never seen an international bowler bowl this many full tosses.
It's like baseball style, isn't it? You know, they've come at waist high.
He's hard enough to bowl it as it is. Never mind bowling the odd full toss here and there. And that's two on the trot now from Don Bess.
But the way things are going, Darren, he's bowled two or three full tosses, a half tracker, and then bowls an absolute beauty, which gets an inside edge onto the pad, and then one of the fielders close in gets a catch. He seems to be, it's either a fantastic ball or it's getting blazed away for four.
Here he comes again. Anderson has had a chat with him. It's another full toss, three in a row, and Kohli's done it again. Flicked it wide of mid-on, three consecutive boundaries of three consecutive full tosses. And the bowling coach, Jeetan Patel, has his head in his hands, can barely look. This is definitely something unpleasant. There's a mental issue here. Bess has lost confidence. He's bowling at the great Kohli, who he got out in the first innings with a fine ball, but he almost can't let go of it. He's not managing to complete his follow-through. He's putting it there and looking. It's a dreadful thing for a cricketer. You can only feel for him, but cricket is a game that strips you to the bone. He's exposed here. He'll be talked about. Everybody watching will be wondering why. They'll be disbelieving of a player at this level suffering in this way. And just a moment ago, he had the wicket of Washington Sundar, how fragile we are.
I think the frustration for Joe Root, I think, were clear last winter with Joffre Archer. They wanted him to do one thing. I don't think Joffre felt comfortable doing it. He weren't taking wickets. His confidence was low. And they really want him to charge in and bowl these sort of deliveries to the batsman and put that doubt in the batsman's mind so then the rest of the bowlers can cash in. And it didn't really work for him. I think he's had a time out of the side now through rest and the way things have gone throughout the summer. And this is a big tour for him. And he started off so well, didn't he, Army? Excellent, the way he started off in this test series. He bowled with terrific pace and skill and picked out those two Indian batsmen, and that's what we want to see as fellow fast bowlers. We want to see Joffre bowl like that.
Yeah, and I think because of how well Joffre came into the game and the fanfare he came into with the white ball, almost a criticism last year, I felt sometimes, and I felt myself getting carried away and criticising Joffre Archer. But I think when you look back at it and you sort of take a step back and analyse what's happening with Joffre, he's still a young man.
Well, he's learning.
He's still
yeah.
learning. He's only played 11 test matches. So last winter probably stood him in good stead for his career going forward. And if he's going to do what he's done in this test match, which is bowl aggressively and take wickets, then if he is learning like that, then the future's bright not only for Joffre but for England in test match cricket, because England need this type of bowler. By the way, this is great bit of experience cricket by Ashwin and Kohli. Getting hit on the hand, bringing all the physios out, a couple of minutes before lunch.
He's setting him up, isn't he? He's setting him up, Mark. And I would expect one of these next two deliveries to be right up there, full at the stumps.
Slower ball?
Even that, because he's got the fielders set for those catches, hasn't he? We saw Jimmy Anderson get a wicket with a slower ball, run his fingers over the seam.
This is the double bluff, boys, isn't it? This is where you bring him in close for the fend off, and then you do get it up to the stumps.
Yeah, whether he goes for the full-on Yorker, the same effort he put into that short ball or the slower ball.
Here we go then. Ashwin on strike. In comes Archer. And he bowls short and he goes back and defends well right inside his crease on his stumps. He'd only have a few inches to go to tread on those stumps. He knocks it down to short leg.
This is beautiful from Joffre Archer. This is what I want to see. This is, for me, is why he's in the team, especially in the subcontinent. He's there not exactly to take wickets, but he's there to create something different. He's create pressure, create the anxiety of the batsman.
Well, the over ends with a length ball that's pushed quietly to cover, and there's no run from it. And yes, they have managed to drag the over out so that we reached the lunch break with the score still at 144. For six, a morning to remember for England, a morning that gave Root just about everything he wanted, bar the wicket of Virat Kohli. India 144 for six, having lost wickets to good balls. That's the exciting thing. There's plenty there for the bowler. That's clear. Also, there's a smiling Archer leaving the field, nicely fired up, having spotted a way to bowl, perhaps. Maybe he'll give him another chance straight after the lunch break. But all in all, a morning dominated by England, Darren Goff.
Absolutely dominated by England. Joe Root's had a great game as captain, as a batsman, as a fielder. He's been outstanding. He's been like Superman in the field, and he's made some good decisions. I thought Jimmy Anderson today just showed why he's got 600 plus wickets in Test match cricket. Get the ball in the right areas, let the pitch do the work, drifting into the right-handed batsman and knocking and sending the off-stump cartwheeling. Joffre Archer getting back to something how we want him to bowl, with aggression and pace. Jack Leach, I thought, bowled well this morning, that first spell. Unfortunately for Don Bess, he didn't quite get it right, but it's listen, England are going in there at lunch and have got India at 144 for six. I mean, they'll be well happy with the day's play so far.
So far, so good for England. Five wickets in the morning session, but England will want that wicket of Virat Kohli, or they can make their way through the tail enders. A reminder that the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast provider that you use. Plus, make sure you're watching our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, that with John Norman and Steve Harmison, which is available at the end of each day's play. We rejoin the action very shortly as the players return after lunch with India 146-6.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the final day of the first test between India and England. We rejoin the action in the second session with India and Virat Kohli digging their heels in. After a flurry of early wickets, India have steadied things up and are currently 144-6.
Leach bowls, a little over pitched, and he goes forward and defends out to extra cover. Kohli's little fidgets, little twirls of the bats, little touches of the helmet. In his stance now, tapping the ground, he lifts the bat to stump height. Another tap, picks it up again, and goes forward and plays a very orthodox defensive stroke, much as Joe Root has been playing them to left-arm spinners over the last month of his life so successfully. Kohli, the key. It's as simple as that. Get Kohli, get game. He's unbeaten with 45. If you're just waking up, it really was an exceptional morning for England. England's catching has been very good in this game, by the way. Here's Leach again, and again very fully drives to Joe Root at short extra cover, who starts to shine the ball on his right thigh.
We're very lucky, aren't we, to watch two great batsmen, one for England and one for India, on show. When you look at Joe Root, the way he played, and you look at the time that Virat Kohli has.
Yeah, absolutely. As Kohli goes forward, plays a lovely forward defensive. They're amongst the very best players that I've seen. I've got Kohli in the best eight I've ever seen, and Root is almost certainly now the best Englishman. They're really special players. 1-5, 2-6. Leach again, and that's just a little tease, a lovely ball just outside off stump, spinning but left alone, able to resist.
And it's Virat Kohli. It's simple movements, though, Mark, when they're batting, very similar. They go, you know, very comfortable going forward, and when they play off the back foot, there's very little moving parts to go wrong. That's why they look as though they've got so much time.
Last ball of the over, defended on the leg side. He looks for a single, decides not to take it, so it's 152-6.
I think the way I look at it as well, when you're talking about some of the best players in the world at this moment in time, and Kane Williamson obviously comes into that, and Steve Smith, I mean, those two are slightly different for me. They play the ball so late, Smith and Williamson, but yet I think with Root and Kohli, when you watch them play, they're always looking to attack before they defend. You know what I mean? I think the other two are always kind of looking to defend and play really late. So I think they're all great players, but I think the Kohli and the Root are similar.
Yeah, and I just look at this. That's why we love this wonderful game, that the results, you know, and the scores, and you see the amalgamation of runs and wickets that people get, but they get them in so many different ways. And, you know, some people, you know, Alistair Cook, very much, you know, bat for long periods, bat for a long time, where you look at some like Virat Kohli or, you know, Kevin Peterson, you know, they look to be on the front foot and looking to score. The numbers at the end, they say 100, 200, whatever they scored, but it's a different way.
Nice play. A good ball from Anderson, gun barrel straight from Kohli.
But what I would be doing, I'd be attacking the stumps, and I'd be thinking to myself now as a bowler, if I was in Jimmy Anderson's shoes, but the captain here knows, if we get one wicket here, we're in. We open one end. We've got the three tail enders to come. There's a little bit of movement for the bowlers. And you could risk putting another slip in, Mark. You're right, but I think my mentality would be to go at the stumps with attacking fields in catching positions on the leg side.
But there's no risk, Goffey. Where's the risk in a slip? India can't win the game. Kohli goes forward and plays a nice, orthodox forward defensive shot.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, runs have come quite easily throughout this test match. We saw again, Amy mentioned it before start of play, they scored over 100 runs in that first session. Unfortunately for India, they lost 5 wickets. Yeah, there's no harm in it, but as I said, how many wickets have been caught off the seamers in the slip cordon in the game? How many? One?
I'd have to think.
One?
Well, certainly standing up to the spinners, there have been a few, but to the seamers...
I think that's it. One.
Yeah. Oh, no, and I've thought of another. There's certainly one here for Kohli. Does he sprint back for two as he works it leg side? No, he decides to stay where he is. Anderson looking to bowl very straight at him, but that single has brought Kohli to 50. It's come in 70 balls. The Indian dressing room are pleased. They stand and applaud, but nothing raucous. They know that there's a journey today, a long journey, if they're to dodge the bullet, and Kohli is the key man in that journey. So 50 is only a small part of his work.
Leach once again. And a catch shot, and has he got an edge? Yes, he has. Jack Leach has taken the 7th wicket. Too close to cut for R. Ashwin, and he's got the top edge, the faintest of edges. Super glove work from Joss Butler, and Virat Kohli looks on in bewildered frustration because he's lost another partner, and Jack Leach has taken his 3rd wicket. India are 7 down.
Oh, Leach back in business again. This is all about the bounce he's extracting. Bit of overspin. It did have a little bit of width on it, but because it didn't really spin, it bounced. It was the big overspin. Hit the left hand, the glove again of Ashwin. He's had his gloves peppered in this innings.
Absolute genius from Virat Kohli. A little bit of weird drift to the right-hander from Ben Stokes. He comes wide of the crease. But Virat Kohli is in that good a touch. He just opened the face and run it down to third man for 4 runs. Absolute genius batting.
Yeah, he's moved to 72 from 102 balls, and he's... can't think that he's put a foot wrong. Here's Stokes again. A slip in place, and Kohli is forward, and that's a little straighter. Quite a clever bit of bowling, actually, because it came into Kohli. It didn't shape out, and Kohli was alert to it, and though he did open the blade a bit, it ran to square cover rather than perhaps back towards Stokes as he might have liked. Ideally, what you're trying to do in defence is always get the full face of the blade coming on a straight line back through the line from which the ball arrived, and if you do that, you'll more often than not be in control of your defence. Little changes in the field here. We've got Joe Root at slip, as he is when Stokes bowls. Normally Stokes is if there is a lone slip, it's Stokes, and Rory Burns has now come to second slip, which I think is a good move. Bowled him. Ben Stokes has done it. A key moment in this test match. And maybe the signal of the end of this test match. Brilliant from Stokes. One out, two in, and bingo.
Isn't it amazing? The ball, exactly the same as a few of the dismissals earlier to Jimmy Anderson when he got his wicket. It's just that ball outside off stump, which they were targeting at the start of Play England, where you get a little bit of uneven bounce. It's kept low. It's took a dust as it's hit the pitch. Gone under Virat Kohli's bat. And the king has gone. And Ben Stokes, he's celebrating and really pleased with that dismissal. Everybody likes getting the best players out in the world, and it's no different for the all-rounder Ben Stokes. No. Getting the legend that is a Virat Kohli. A fine innings from Virat Kohli comes to an end. 72 off just 104 deliveries, and it's 179 for eight now, India.
So, as I say, one away, and then the two in that threatened the stumps. A marvellous full length, and we were really seeing the best of the best out there going head-to-head with each other. And on this occasion, with a bit of help from the pitch, Stokes got the better of Kohli. There's no doubt it's proving to be a massive advantage to have batted first. The difference in this pitch today, even as against yesterday, is considerable. And India now in dire straits at 179 for eight. England moving towards a famous victory. It's hard to come and win here in India. To Chennai itself caused England problems last time. And the number 10 batsman, Ishant Sharma, has taken guard.
And it's all good for England's confidence. 2-0 in Sri Lanka. Now come to India. His first test, just two wickets away from another great win for England. And Joe Root is becoming a very successful captain with these victories, especially away from home. You can see Jimmy Anderson in Joe Root's ear at some point, thinking, you know something, last two wickets here, I can pick up a little five for you. Come on, give me a go.
Well, yeah, I think he'd rather have... Well, he'd probably have Leach on anyway. That's out, is it? Yes, it is. What a good catch. He's in the gully, is Burns. There was a ricochet from somewhere. Might have been Joss Butler's glove. And somehow on the rebound in the gully, Burns pulled off the catch. We'll have to see the replay again on TV. But it's the end of Shahbaz Nadeem. A beautiful delivery from Jack Leach.
Yeah, beautiful delivery. Bringing the batsman forward. Outside edge as usual, off Ben Stokes, onto the gully where Rory Burns picked up a nice little catch. Absolutely overjoyed. Just one wicket needed now for a great victory for England. And this is all good for Jack Leach as well. He's picked up some good wickets. It's great for his confidence. Shahbaz Nadeem goes for naught. And India now 179 for nine. To be fair, Mark, he looked like getting out any delivery to Jack Leach.
Yeah, that was good bowling. He's bowled well today, I think, Leach. Yeah, it ricocheted off the glove, Joss Butler's glove, and then he parried it with his left-handed Rory Burns and caught it with both, and a big smile. Coming to the wicket is Jasprit Bumrah, the last pair. One thing to add there is it's good for Joe Root, because overnight, a bit of stick flying around that England had delayed the declaration, wasted time in the match, and that Joe Root might pay for it the next day and wish he'd had more time, and this really... exonerates isn't the word, just justifies Joe's captaincy. I don't think he'd necessarily argue that in both innings they got caught a bit for 20-minute periods and didn't press on in the way they might have done. But anyway, the fact is England are one wicket away from victory here in Chennai in the first test match of what is proving to be every bit as gripping a series as we thought it would be. Oh, Jasprit Bumrah, you beauty! Just swipes it away to mid-wicket for four.
So England on the brink of a famous victory. Just one more wicket and England will win the first test and with a session to spare. A reminder that Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team, and you can subscribe with any podcast provider that you use. Plus, make sure you're watching to our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, with John Norman and Steve Harmison, which is available at the end of each day's play. We're going to rejoin the action very shortly, with India having just one wicket intact. This is Following on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the final day of the first test between India and England. We rejoin the action with England on the brink of victory, Ishant Sharma and Jasprit Bumrah, the last remaining Indian batsmen.
Skin here, that thumps into the thigh pad and it's bowled him. It's bowled him. It's either bowled him or he's trod on his stumps, one or the other. But it is the end of the test match. Ishant Sharma has been done by Jofra Archer. They're going to take a moment here to be sure of the mode of dismissal. But believe me, it is a dismissal. It is the end of the match.
Umpire to director. Umpire review for hit wicket. It's a fair delivery. Give me the best side on for hit wicket, please. It's dead ball. Dead ball, please.
What's going
dead
on ball. There?
Well, I have to
dead
take
ball.
Back everything I've
Nitin
just said.
Dead ball.
That's, I've never seen that in all these years in the game. The bail was off and the stump was already back before the ball was released.
Did you hear the chat between Oli Pope and Ishant Sharma?
I will make the decision.
Do you think he trod on the wicket the ball before?
I'm not sure, but Ishant Sharma said to Oli Pope, I was nowhere near the stump there. And Oli Pope went, it's really weird because I saw the bail fall. So they obviously had seen something. So I wonder if it was before that had happened.
It just blew off. Just...
But the stump was also back, yeah. Goffey. Yes. It wasn't just that the bail blew off.
Haunted.
That is weird. Harmy reckons there was an insect, a very strong insect, to knock that off. Well, if the game isn't over, I'm sorry, I retract everything I said. 192 for 9 at the end of that over from Jack Leach, which means that one of these two, or maybe both during the over, but Jasprit Bumrah initially will have to face Jofra Archer.
He will indeed. Going back to Jofra Archer and that Yorkery ball, the last over to Ishant Sharma, I honestly believe if he gets that same delivery to Bumrah, I think he'll knock his poles out. I honestly do. Slightly different bat list. Ishant is always looking to defend. Remember Jason Gillespie, how he used to defend? It was always that crouched defence type stance. I think with Bumrah, he's going to be looking to be more aggressive. And I think if he can get that ball right underneath his bat, I think we'll see his stumps fly everywhere.
Bumrah will be glad to be compared to a man who made a double 100 in the Test match.
No, Sharma. I'm comparing Sharma to Jason Gillespie.
Sharma, OK. Here comes... well bowled. Yes, really well bowled. A little nick from Jasprit Bumrah, and the Test match is over. England win. A massive, massive victory in so many different ways. Don't think of the figures for a minute. Think of the performance and the personalities. The margin's 227, but the excellence of this performance has been something to behold, Goffey.
Perfect performance from England. Well done indeed. A great tour of Sri Lanka to win 2-0. They're coming to India. Some people predicting 4-0 this series to India, but England have won the first test by 227 runs. Winning the toss, huge score, put pressure on the opposition, and when you've got bowlers in your side that can take wickets like Jimmy Anderson, and you've got the spinners who are full of confidence after their short trip to Sri Lanka, it is, as Mark said, the perfect performance. Well done, England. Well done, Joe Root. Have a few days off and relax.
Okay, well, we'll look at many of those points that Darren Goff has just made, and we'll also be speaking to Joe Root. We'll bring you a full review of a fantastic cricket match for all fans of English cricket. It really has been a performance to savour. In fact, we won't, I tell you what, we'll go to Joe Root right now since we've got him. England's victory by 227 runs reflects very well on him. Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi, Mark.
Joe, well done. That is the most exceptional performance, a standout for me after many years of watching England and of course, your career. Well done.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a great performance from the group. Did everything we set out to do. Said we wanted big first innings runs. We managed to do that. Thought we created good amounts of pressure throughout different points when we bowled and took 20 wickets in these conditions, which is very foreign to our guys. So massive improvement again from the work we did in Sri Lanka. There's still a hell of a lot we need to keep doing right in this part of the world if we're going to be consistent and keep winning. So we have to keep looking to get better, keep looking to improve. And we know that India will come back really hard in the next game. So attitude has to stay good. We can't be happy with what we've done right now, but we should certainly have to enjoy this because it's a fabulous performance.
I'm going to ask you about lots of people, but I'll start with that spell from Jimmy Anderson this morning.
Yeah, fantastic.
Sorry, that was Stokesy there. Yeah, Jimmy, well, when you've got someone like that in your team, it makes it very easy to throw the ball to someone with his ability and skill. When there's an area like that to exploit in the wicket, there's one man that you're always going to look to turn to. It's Jimmy Anderson, and did it fabulously well. Opened the game right up for us. and put a huge amount of pressure back on India at a crucial point in the test match.
All set up, of course, by the first innings batting. You led the way. We talked about your innings. Let's talk a little bit about some of the others, but particularly Dom Sibley and Ben Stokes in their contrasting styles doing such a good job for you.
Yeah, as I say, we're learning to play in these conditions all the time. We're looking to get better all the time. And we know that we're going to have to bat long periods if we're going to make those big scores. But someone like Dom, when he gets himself in, he gets greedy and he wants to bat time and put overs into bowlers, get used to the bounce and pace of the wicket. And I think he did that exceptionally well. He really set the game up for us in that first day. And he deserves a huge amount of credit for laying the foundations for someone like Ben to come in and play in that manner. We all know how destructive he can be and how quickly he can take a game away from a side. So when there's that work been done beforehand and the game sort of moving nicely in our direction and you've got someone like Ben to come to the crease, you feel like you're in real control of things. And we took advantage of that this time round.
And finally, in 3 days' time, you go to work again on the same square, a pitch alongside it, but with one or two changes that have sort of preset in the team. You've got a very buoyant dressing room, which presumably overrides any other concerns.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing is that whoever it is that gets the opportunity to play really sticks to that plan that we put in place. We all know what our individual roles are, and that doesn't change for if guys come in and out of the squad. They have to come in, deliver their skill individually, so collectively we can come together and do something very special. We've set the example for the tour now in this game, and now we've got to follow it through, knowing that there's going to be a huge amount of hard work and that India are a very talented side and we expect them to come back hard at us next game.
Well, thank you for giving us so much pleasure, Joe. We've got snow in London. The roofs are white. It looks grim across the River Thames. We're 17 floors up here in the news building. But you've given a lot of people in this country a lot of pleasure. Many congratulations. Let's hope it goes well next time out. And thanks for your time again.
Thank you very much. And thank you for all the support as well. Thank you.
Joe Root there in Chennai on the back of England's exceptional performance. There's no overemphasising the fact that many departments of the team work well. The odd one didn't work quite well. It's always interesting to hear from the players and particularly their excitement coming off the back of such a win. We've got Jack Leach, I think, now. Jack?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Jack. Mark Nicholas here.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming to talk to us. My goodness, you've been involved in some England performances in your time, haven't you? How does this one rate?
Yeah, it's always entertaining, isn't it? So, it was an unbelievable win from the lads. Probably the toughest I've found a test match week, I think. And the hype around the series and everything like that. So my first time in India, so just really happy that the boys could get the win.
Well, it's great to hear your voice. Please have a terrific 3-day break. You're going to have to go to school again come Saturday morning and we'll enjoy watching you. But in the meantime, reflect on what I've just said to Joe. You know, you've given a lot of people here in England. It's not been the easiest time, as you're well aware of. And you've given a lot of people a lot of pleasure. And every morning we wake up excited to be able to watch or hear about your exploits. Congratulations. It's a great win.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone at home who are supporting. It's great. Thank you.
I think we've got Jimmy Anderson on the line. Jimmy?
Hello.
Hey, Jimmy. Mark Nicholas here.
Hi, Mark.
How are you, mate? Well done. If I may, I want to start with Joe. I mean, 100th test match to savour. A quite extraordinary performance, both from him and the team.
Yeah, he's in some nick at the moment. the last three test matches, he's been unbelievable. We're just keeping our fingers crossed he can keep this form up throughout the series because we need his runs to sort of stay ahead of this Indian team because they're a strong team. We saw how important runs on the board are, and I'm sure a few of the other guys will want to try and emulate him as well and get big scores as well. So yeah, we're delighted for Joe, and like you're saying, his 100th test to get a huge score like he did was brilliant, and we're all chuffing.
You'd have been pleased, obviously, with the wickets of Shubman Gill and Ajinkya Rahane, but I sort of felt you were doing it for Jack Leach a bit when you got Rishabh Pant out.
Yeah, Yeah, it was nice to get him early. He was obviously very destructive in the first innings. Just a word on Jack. I thought he was absolutely brilliant the way he stuck at his task, really. You know, it was a difficult evening for him that night when Pant got after him. But to come back the next day and bowl the way he did in the second innings, I thought it showed real character. And that's what we need in this team.
Yeah, well, you lead them well, the talisman of the side, and thanks for your time. Thanks for coming to chat. It's always great to hear your voice. Well done. A remarkable performance,
Mark.
And we've enjoyed it greatly. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
So England win, and they do it by a mammoth 227 runs. They go 1-0 up in the 4-test series, and it means England have now won 6 successive tests away from home. Now, if you've enjoyed what you've listened to, and well, why wouldn't you? Please make sure you do subscribe to the Following On podcast, and while you're there, please give it a 5-star rating for us. A reminder that TalkSport 2 will once again bring you all of the action in this series. The second test gets underway at 3:45 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.